forgive yourself. Now, all you can do in this life is the best you can do. Will you make mistakes? Yes. Forgiving yourself is a beautiful part of love. Most of us can very easily forgive other people, no problem at all. But we never forgive ourselves. It's okay for you to forgive yourself. And by the way, nobody else can but you. You have to learn that it's okay to forgive. Sure, we all did things to ourselves. You know, you realize that most of us in our life, the person we injure the most, and this is another myth and fallacy that we have in life. We run around the countryside claiming that we hurt people all the time. We do things to people and we hurt them. We might to a certain extent. But the reality is this. Hurt is subjective. Hurt is yours. If you are hurt, it's because you choose to be hurt. If you are hurt, it's simply because that's the way you're choosing to live your lifestyle. It's because you can't go back to the first step and accept reality and then make decisions accordingly. And so you choose to live in your hurt. So what you do is you do damage to yourself. You got to learn to forgive yourself. It's okay. Forgive the things you do to yourself. I think I'm finally beginning to realize that nobody can hurt me unless I give them permission to, and unless I allow it to happen to me inside of me. Because I realize that even disappointments, even though they might be hurtful to me, if I look at them positively and look at them through positive attitudes, they are growing points for me. There are new discoveries and new adventures in life. Sure, they're painful. The new adventures in life, they're all about. So the sixth and seventh step teach us how to love ourselves, to be human, to laugh. They teach us the gift of forgiveness. The eighth and ninth step make a list of all the people we've injured or harmed in the course of our life. And in the ninth step, we're willing to make amends to them whenever it's humanly possible. We learn in the ninth step also, in making amends, not to injure ourselves or injure or harm anybody else. To let some things go. In the course of life, you know, we do some injury to ourselves. And by the way, making amends, you got to make amends to yourself first. We also injure other people. We do it directly, sometimes indirectly. It's all part of life. You know, when you get up in the morning, by the way, I hate to tell you this, but when you get up in the morning, the fact that you get out of bed means that you might injure somebody else. You might say something, and indirectly, even though you're doing it, and they take it the wrong way. It's all part of the human condition. It's all part of living. It's all part of life. That's okay. You're going to get hurt because you're going to hear things from other people. So hurt becomes subjective within us, and we accept it. And we have to deal with it and process it and move on with it. So making amends means when we can directly make amends, you make direct amends. But sometimes to make direct amends means we're going to stir the pot up again and stir trouble up again and create old situations. And remember something else too. Just because you're working on your life and just because you make good, healthy decisions for your life doesn't mean the other person wants to make amends with you. They don't have to, by the way. They can be whatever they want to be. They can sit in their own hurt forever if they want to. It's their choice. You can't make other people do what you don't want them to do. So the reality of the ninth step is to make direct amends whenever possible, if not make indirect amends. Now let me explain direct amends real simply. Direct amends means you've got that person who's been waiting for years for you to come and say, I'm sorry. And when you say I'm sorry, they're going to accept you just as you are and let you be whoever you are. There ain't too many of those people around. That's why a lot of times we end up making what we call indirect amends. See, all the things that have happened in my life, I have to make amends for them. But I make amends indirectly. Because I have to learn sometimes that I have to just settle the thing inside of me. It may never be settled inside of the other person, and that's okay. They have to work on that. Allow them their journey, and allow them their discovery, and allow them their life. You see, if I feel inside of me that I have made some decisions in my life that may have injured somebody else, and yet those decisions are still healthy for me, I have to be able to say deep down inside that I'm sorry that they experienced the injury and hurt they experienced, but at the same time, I'd be willing to let go of that and move on with my life. That's making amends. And there are people we've injured directly. There are ways in which we can do that. It might mean writing a